bonjour la compagnie.
C'est une petite histoire que je vais vous raconter. Ratatou, ratatou, mais stop, didi-dum, titou, la tatou, la, 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 didi-dum, titou, la tatou, la, 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 didi-dum. C'est une petite histoire que je vais vous raconter. C'est une petite histoire que je vais vous raconter.
C'est une petite histoire que je vais vous raconter. C'est une petite histoire que je vais vous raconter.
Man, how great is that? Well, Proctor's Collaborative welcomes Music Haven back for another year with the 2025-26 Passport Series. It was all supposed to start in October, and then, you know, things happen, right?
Got a little bit of good news on that, though.
Yeah.
Because the wonderful Tuareg band from Morocco that we were supposed to have had kicking off our season in October will be rescheduling their tour for the spring. So even though they didn't get their visas early, they've got them now. And we're trying to figure out how to bring them back.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll get into that in a second because I know visas have a lot to do with what you have to deal with here. The series brings world-class music from four continents to stages in Schenectady and Saratoga Springs. The immersive cultural journey transports audiences to Quebec, Sweden, the Middle East, and Colombia. You don't even have to leave the capital region. The series gets underway on December 5th. With Melisande at 7:30 this Friday at GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady, which is the music we were just listening to, which is beautiful. Then Music Haven and the Passport Series will have events all the way going through May. Mona Golub is the producing artistic director of Music Haven and joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A little chilly, but good. And
yeah,
you?
I'm fine. I'm doing very well, actually. It was nice to have a few days off with family.
Indeed.
And friends, and lovely to be back. So here we are in a new month. Congratulations. This is very exciting. Tell us a little bit about the series overall of how this takes... this really takes the baton, if you will, from the summer series, lets us know that you're all still around doing great stuff, and then you'll be back in the park before long.
Well, the brainchild is almost a decade old now.
Yes.
I remember sitting down with Gene Leonard, who's now the president over at Proctor's Collaborative, to talk about how we could expand upon the Music Haven season and bring more fabulous artists from around the world into the capital region in between summers so we could keep up with the exploration and the discovery of incredible artists who don't often touch down here.
So that idea is really identical to what you do during the summer.
It is. Really, the difference in the partnership is Proctor's is our official rain site during the summer and then becomes the home of Music Haven during the months in between the summers. So the Passport Series has become Proctor's Collaborative's way of bringing audiences indoors for more of the wonderful international music that people catch during the summer.
Do you tend to look for... like four or five. Is that how many shows you typically want to do?
It's been about a half dozen the last couple years. So it's not a fixed number. Curating a series, Joe, is always about, at least for me, how the artists fit together. The breadth, the scope, the uniqueness of each show one to the next, as opposed to just a certain number of shows.
So talk to us about how this comes together of... these four shows, and the music was incredible, and from Quebec, and very close. And tell us a little bit about Melisande and how that sets us off on this musical journey to May of next year.
Well, I've had my eyes and ears on Melisande for a few years now. She had an electro-trad project that kind of plugged in the acoustic Quebecois music that she was playing, had a Celtic lilt, great energy to it, and she is one of those lead vocalists, front players who just captures your attention. She brings the audience into the show, loves talking about the roots of Quebecois music, the archives from which the songs have been culled, the people that she's spoken with along the Richelieu River who have told her tales and shared tunes with her. So it's personal for her, and she brings that into the music. She loves singing to the music. She loves dancing to the music and sharing its essence.
We'll be at the GE Theater.
Yeah, she's got a incredible quartet with her, behind her, including her husband. And they're fabulous together. They've been playing together for long enough that they know each other's cues and just fall into place.
I only heard just that bit and some of the tracks that I was listening to last night in preparation. While not overtly a holiday show, it certainly is very much jolly.
It's festive. Yes, uplifting.
That's the word, festive. Melisande, that's a good word. Say.
Well, they've played all over North America and Europe and Australia. They've never played the Capital Region before, Joe, so I'm very excited that they're touching down here for the first time on Friday.
Does that matter to you? I mean, do you think about that when you're booking it, or is that just sort of icing on the cake?
You know, most presenters stay away from the debuts unless somebody's, you know, recently won a Grammy or performed at Carnegie Hall or something that people can latch onto and understand, because introducing a group for the first time is often a mountain you have to climb. You have to define the artist and tell people, this will be great, check it out, even though you've not seen them before. I thrive on that.
Yeah.
Because I think, you know, if somebody has affected me so deeply, and I know this area loves Quebecois music and Celtic music, and if they do, I know they're going to love the show. This is one not to miss.
So, and I know you and I have talked about this before, but I think it's worth noting in this case as well, because it fits so well into what we're talking about, but you have built an audience. You have built an audience on world music, and so there is a trust in Music Haven. There is a trust in the Passport series that it is going to be, that if you put your stamp of approval on it, that this group is something that is worth the time of people to come out and listen to.
It's the greatest compliment that I can be given.
Yeah. And what do the, on the other side of that, the performers, what do they think when they're going into something for the first time?
Well, I think for most artists, a new audience to share their music with is the joy. They live for that as much as they do the opportunity to retain an audience and grow an audience. It's like meeting a new room of friends, the ability to share your craft, which you know is exquisite, as is the case with all of these artists, and make new friends and connect with people deeply.
So let us say, let us talk about performance is December 5th. It is at 7:30. It is this Friday at the GE Theater in Proctor's in Schenectady. And then you move into 2026, whether we're ready or not. There it is before us, and off we go. So then the next show will be in February. That'll be at Universal Preservation Hall.
Yes.
We go to Sweden.
We do. It's so rare that we have the opportunity to visit any one of the Nordic countries. But Vasen coming in from Sweden for this show is going to be phenomenal. They are the pinnacle of Swedish folk music. They were actually awarded the Royal Order of Vasa. That's by the King and Queen of Sweden for their, quote, outstanding contributions within Swedish and international musical life. I actually had a date with them to play this very Passport series before COVID, and it was the first one that got canceled.
No.
So I've pursued them ever since. I'm delighted they're going to be here. That's Mikael Marin on viola, violin, Olav Johansson on a series of different harps. He is actually a world champion nickel harpa player, or nickel harpist. And they've played for nearly 40 years together. So can literally read each other's musical
sure.
minds on stage, and you feel that energy, aside from the fact that they both have great senses of humor.
I was going to say, what I saw when I was looking at videos last night, there's a lovely playfulness there
yes.
between the two. They seem to be enjoying themselves immensely.
A genuine love for the music, for the opportunity to play together. They have traveled the world over. They were the first Swedish artist to break into Japan and win over audiences there. They've done it all, and they're going to do it here for us at the end of February right at Universal Preservation Hall.
In Saratoga, which is such a beautiful, just a gorgeous venue and a great place to see a show. Thursday, February 12th at 7:30, and we also want to talk about March because we have fusion music, but Middle Eastern fusion.
Indeed. A really
what
cool band.
What does that mean?
That means some of the instrumentation that you might expect with Middle Eastern music, oud and other stringed instruments, and certain things that you would hear within the music that would remind you of what you think Middle Eastern music is, and then a little bit of progressive thinking. It's a cross-cultural fusion project, and Josh Kay is the leader of the group. He is a dynamic composer who plays oud and has brought together a group of friend artists who are finding their way and creating really, really wonderful, cool music to listen to.
The oud is a great instrument to sort of lead a band, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good front for a group, a musical group like this.
A Middle Eastern lute, and there are many. But yes, it's got a very distinctive sound. And I think it's as much the compositions as it is the instrumentation here. But Mizrahi and Sephardi folk music, the broader traditions of the Mediterranean come through, and yet Josh Kay, in composing much of what the band plays, is able to steer the direction into this modern sensibility.
Well, that is what struck me about them, was that it is all original music.
It is the
compositions done by this artist as well as others in the group, but mm-hmm. but primarily Josh. Mm-hmm. And that's great. I mean, that's very cool when you can do that.
It doesn't happen very often.
No.
And certainly, you know, folk music traditions and preservation is very important, but being able to honor original music in much of what we do both at Music Haven and within the Passport series is important. It gives artists with that incredible skill, and there are very few who can write the ability to share what they create.
The final show in the Passport series is Thursday, May 14th, back at the GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady at 7:30. I am going to allow you to pronounce this person's name because I know I will butcher it, and where they're from, which is fascinating.
Jason Landero.
Okay.
And he is the grandson of Andres Landero, who is officially the Rey de la Cumbia, or the King of Cumbia. He began studying with his grandfather when he was about 7 years old, and basically his grandfather is credited with translating the indigenous melodies of San Jacinto, the gaitas flutes, to accordion, adding bass underneath, and driving African-driven percussion to create a sound that was all new. And cumbia became the voice, the distinctive voice of Colombian dance music. So this is definitely a show to bring your dancing shoes to. But the lyrics that he put to that kind of a full band sound as opposed to an acoustic unplugged folk sound gave cumbia the distinctive sound that it's got, and it continues to grow in popularity.
Have you done cumbia before?
I have not presented cumbia before.
No. And so this will be, and these artists are all these performing for the first time at?
In the capital region, yes.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
And as far as the family connection, I mean, that's so cool and such a part, because that obviously will tell a story in and of itself.
Indeed. I saw Jason Landero do a showcase when I was at the Presenters Convention last January and loved it. And I thought this energy would be great inside the Great Hall at UPH. Let's unleash Jason Landero and his band and let people enjoy what is cumbia. The Black and Latin ranchers, basically, is what we're talking about, the music that came from the farms.
I learn so much from you in doing these segments and seeing these shows, and I'm curious, do you hear that from the audience as well, of what they learn about world music, of just being totally unfamiliar with something that is so incredibly popular in other parts of the world that you are bringing to us and allowing us to taste, to listen to, and to feel?
I feel that energy from audiences. People who, you know, are willing to open up their ears and their minds and their hearts, they always walk away with something, in addition to a smile. But I get a lot of comments from people who had never heard something before, but now love it, now want to hear more, now bought the CD, enjoyed speaking with the artists after the show, are now using, you know, these styles of music like cumbia in their vocabulary and knowing where they come from and what inspired them. And that's just really cool. It's a different kind of education.
Melisande will start all this off December 5th, 7:30, this Friday at GE Theater at Proctor's in Schenectady. You can find out the entire schedule and plan ahead by going to proctorscollaborative.org, proctorscollaborative.org. Mona Golub is the producing artistic director of Music Haven. Mona, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for bringing this gorgeous music to the region, and have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you, Joe. I wish you and yours the very same.
Well, thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.